We are here for a winter preseason sports show at Chillicothe High School. I'm joined by the Hornets boys basketball coach, Coach Tim Cool. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us, Coach Cool. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brent. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you're coming off of a 15-11 record last season. It's now 12 straight winning seasons as a head coach. Just as you've been here now and having such success, what is it about the way that you coach or the way this program is run that's made it so successful?
Well, I think there's a level of consistency there, and we really have good kids, and I've got great coaches. Coach Cunningham, Coach Rucker, Coach Fairley have been really important in the success of our program because they're just solid guys, love basketball, love our kids, and so I think we get a lot of good kids from our school, and been very fortunate to have some successful seasons.
Now, talking about coming into this season, how has the offseason been and kind of the summer leading up? I know you get to do a lot at certain portions of the offseason to really work with the team. How has that been since we last saw the team play at the end of February?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a good summer. It's basically the end of May and all of June, and then we're done by the 4th of July. We're all done, and so we pack quite a little bit into that 5 or 6 weeks, which is really important. And I think it's a fun time for the guys. We get to travel a little bit. We went to Nixa this past summer and had a good experience there. We spent a couple nights and played some really good teams down there. And I thought our guys grew all summer. You know, we had 8 or 9 practices and 5 or 6 open gyms, and then ended up playing about 20 games. A successful summer. I was really pleased with the attendance that we had. We had guys who showed up and came to everything, and that's really important to kind of kick off that next season. And so it was a good summer.
The focal point, I think, is going to be Jayshon White. He's coming off a dominant junior season. Now into his senior year, what are kind of the progressions that you want to see from him being that leader and focal point for the Chillicothe basketball team?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head when you said leader and a vocal leader. And Jayshon is a super quiet kid, just a really nice person and big heart. It's really a great opportunity for him to step into a leadership role and lead us on the floor, off the floor, you know, be a good locker room guy, which he's always been that. But now as a senior, he needs to step into a bigger role with servant leadership and really taking some responsibility for helping coaches lead this team. And so I'm excited. Jayshon is he's an all-state caliber athlete in multiple sports, you know, in football and basketball. So we're really excited to have him. I like our seniors. We've got some kids who've been in our program for a while, and so I'm excited for them. This is their last go around, and I hope they have a great experience. And I hope it's an experience that they enjoy, even if, you know, through the ups and downs, because every season there's going to be adversity and there's going to be success. And so just hopefully our guys will, learn and mature and just become better people as the season progresses.
And I want to talk about the rest of that senior class now, Coach. Who are the other guys that you're going to be relying on, of course, for leadership, but also to fill in some of those roles on the team that you're going to need production out of this season?
Yeah, we've got three other guys that are four-year players, Jaden Cole, Jack Marshall, and Oliver Perry. Then we've also got Landon Bailey, who moved in, and he played last year as a junior and has really progressed. I think he's going to have a good year. And Frankie Forbes, who moved in, and we've had him for three years, I think, now. So just a good bunch of guys. And Jaden Cole, unfortunately, is hurt right now. He's got a knee that's really bothering him, and he hurt it in the summer in August, and then came back and hurt it again. And so he's getting better. It's going to be a little while before Jaden can see the floor, but when he comes back, that'll be good. And Oliver and Jack, both really solid players and good guys, good leaders, and so I'm excited for them. And like I said, Landon Bailey, coming off a good football season, you know, where I think he was on the field probably 90% of the time. So he's a good athlete, sees the floor well. He's physical. I mean, you know, playing middle linebacker, obviously he's going to be a physical player. So I'm excited for him. But then, you know, and like we talked about with Jayshon, Jayshon is going to get a lot of attention from the other team. And so we've just got to be good about spacing the floor and being active without the ball and helping him in there.
Talking with Coach Tim Cool of the Chillicothe boys basketball team, we mentioned the senior class. Now, who are some of the other guys in the other classes that you think could take a step up and be helpful pieces of this year's varsity basketball team?
Well, we have a junior, Max Probasco, who he'll most likely will be a starting forward for us this year. He had a great year as a sophomore, just came along all season. Another kid who's just really physical, strong, athletic, and very determined. And so I'm excited for Max. He's a junior this year, and just going to be one of those guys that we're going to rely heavily on both ends of the floor, offensively, defensively, rebounding. But he's another one that's played a lot of basketball, understands the game, and is a great teammate. That's a common theme with the guys that we have in our program right now. Our roster is filled with high-character guys that are going to be great teammates.
And then, Coach, now you're getting closer to the start of the season. Your first game just a week away or so. We've got the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. What's the lead-up going to look like for the next week going into that? And then first time people here will be able to chance to see the Chillicothe boys basketball team play a regular season game at home.
Yeah, the home game will be a while. That's January 20th. We will play Hamilton here, Penny High, here on the 20th of January. And we had some unfortunate things happen with our schedule. We had a team that dropped, and that was a home game that would have been, added to our schedule. So it's as they say, it is what it is, and it's okay. We're going to be the road warriors for quite a while, clear through December and, most of January, but that's okay. Next week, we've got a pretty busy week. We've got Meet the Hornets on Monday, so we'll scrimmage Monday night. Then we'll have our jamboree on Tuesday night with Trenton and Brookfield coming in, and we'll scrimmage them. We'll play them. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll just stay after it and practice every day. And then Tuesday of that following week, we've got a game at Winnetonka, which will be tough. They are a really good program. They were Final Four 2 years ago, and we played them in the summer. They've got a lot of kids back, and a lot of they're just a good, solid team, well coached, and so that'll be a great challenge for us right off the start.
And Coach, I know you always pride yourself and your teams on their defense. What do you think the strengths of this year's team are going to be, whether it's something particular on the defensive end or something that you've seen early on? What do you think that this year's group really could show well at?
Well, so much of defense is just determination. I mean, there's a lot of technique to it, and you've got to understand, where your man is, where the ball is. And we're trying to teach all that, obviously. We're trying to get our guys comfortable with playing off the ball, guarding the ball. I think rebounding is going to be an important piece. We've got Jayshon in there who's going to be a great, I think he had a ton of rebounds last year, and I don't even remember how many, but he led the MEC in rebounding. So then that's pretty good because the MEC's got it's a really, really good conference. So Jayshon's going to rebound it. We look for Max to rebound it more this year, and our guards are going to have to rebound it well. I think Oliver Perry is going to need to be a force for us rebounding the ball. Defensively. Now, offensively, yeah, we like to go get offensive rebounds, but that's tricky because if you send too many guys the offensive glass, then you're going to give up stuff in transition. They're going to get run out. So offensively, we want to send Jayshon every time to go get an offensive rebound. He's just so good at it. But defensively, we got to have all five guys rebound. We've got to be a good rebounding team. We've got some good young guys that are athletic and can stay in front of the ball pretty well, I think, and they're developing. But Jack Marshall he didn't play last year because of an injury, but Jack is tough, and he's a good defender, and I think he's okay with a role where he's got to really guard, and a lot of nights he may be guarding their best player. So we've just got to be good defensively, and then offensively, we've just got to be able to move the ball and find the right shot.
What kind of goals do you have for this team, or what do you want to see them be able to grow towards as the season goes along this year?
Yeah, we want to be good every day in practice. I think if we can put together just stack good practices on top of each other, we're going to continue to improve. And By the end of the season, I really would like for this team to be at their best when it's time for postseason play. And it's going to be a progression. It is every year. You know, you're having to put a new puzzle together every season with new parts and new roles and you know, guys stepping into bigger roles and young guys who are stepping in, you know, and maybe into a really big role that they didn't have last year. So I just want us to keep getting better. You know, I think that's the main thing. There are times when you see a team as they go throughout their season that they just kind of flatline and they don't really get a lot better. And I think for us, it's key for us to keep practicing well. And you know, we'll end up with 55 or 60 practices, and by the end of the year, if we're doing things the right way, we will definitely be a better team.
One last question for you, Coach Kuhl. Talking Chillicothe boys basketball, it's already been a great Chillicothe fall sports season. Now as we move into the winter season, what's the message to Chillicothe fans, anybody that comes out to support the team this season? What are they going to see, and what do you hope they're able to provide energy-wise?
Yeah, I really look forward to our crowds. I think we've got good fan support. Our student section is good, and I think when they come into the gym to watch us play, I think they're going to see a bunch of guys that are really easy to root for. You know, that's going to be our guys are going to play hard. They're going to be competitive and easy to root for. And by that I mean we're going to do things the right way. You know, we're going to be humble about things, and you know, we're just going to be about each other and being competitive and respecting the game and respecting the other team. And so, you know, you're not going to see, sometimes you'll watch basketball and you'll see a lot of taunting and you'll see a lot of stuff where it's kind of like it's all about me. And we really try to teach our guys to be more about the team and you know, less about it's all about me. And so we try to focus on, you know, thanking the passer and you know, understanding that screen was so good, that's why I was so open, and just trying to be humble about things and understand that God's given us these gifts and we need to use them in a positive way. But I think we'll be really easy to root for. I think people will be excited to watch us play.
Well, I know I'm excited to get the season started. Thank you so much for your time, Coach Kuhl. Look forward to following along all year.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it.